The hilarity continues on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Gilbert Gottfried is joining us on the line. Now, Gilbert, I have to say, last time you were on our show, we were live on the shag carpet at the Comedy Central Roast of Roseanne, and you were talking about masturbating. So what do you want to talk about today?
Still masturbating. I like to talk about subjects I know about.
Okay, so you've got first-hand experience then.
Yeah, it's just like they tell writers, write what you know about. And so I'd be just writing novels about masturbating.
You must be a really fast typer then with one hand, right?
Yes. No, at this point I'm typing with my elbows.
Okay, I was going to say you've got some really good shorthand. Oh, no, it's just...
So the roast is beginning already.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. The episode of Last Comic Standing is about roast. Jeff Ross is there also, you know, really great at that sort of zingers, we'll call them. What's off limits, though, when it comes to roasting? I mean, generally people have a good sense of humor when they're being roasted, but what crosses the line? Is there anything that crosses the line?
With me, obviously not.
Right.
Like, when I remember I was doing the David Hasselhoff roast, and the producer came in and said, Pam Anderson just agreed to do this at the last second, so go easy on her. And that's the worst thing you could have said to me. Then I was doing, like, the most obscene Pam Anderson jokes. And afterwards, when everyone's hugging each other, she hugged me and said, I hate you. And so that's the worst thing you could say to me is, oh, don't mention this and don't mention that. Because then I'll go immediately there.
Right. Okay, so what crosses the line, though? Is it maybe, like, personal shots about somebody's kids or family? Like, what, is there anything that crosses the line, though?
It's a funny thing. Not just roast, but audiences in general. Like, I had that problem when, you know, like, The Aristocrats talks about that. I did a joke about September 11th, and that got horrible boos and hisses. And then I followed it by doing the Aristocrats joke. So, September 11th is bad taste to joke about, but incest, bestiality are perfectly fine. So you never really know.
But should comedians kind of test the water? Like, if you make one joke about it, then kind of leave it, maybe come back to it? I mean, as you were saying, you know, if the audience reacts and all of a sudden turns against you, I mean, how do you come back from that?
Oh, that's always a tough one. I just wind up going more offensive after that. What you should do and shouldn't do, I feel like I can say anything I want about someone else, but if they make fun of me, I feel it's insensitive.
Right, right. Now, if you could pick one person to roast and just really skewer, who would it be and what would you say about them?
Oh, just anyone. I can't narrow it down. I just like to see anyone's pain and general discomfort.
Well, I can tell you, there's a lot of discomfort in the room with that finger on the bleep button, just in case anything goes wrong. All right, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Gilbert Gottfried, who is on a special episode of Last Comic Standing. More right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Back talking with Gilbert Gottfried, special guest on Last Comic Standing. If you missed our first segment, I'm not even going to tell you what we were talking about, but you can go to speakfreecelebwatch.com and have a listen. speakfreecelebwatch.com. You know, we've had some questions sent in, so I want to ask you this one. Do you think the public is too overly sensitive when it comes to comedy these days?
It's insane. It's like just recently that guy who was the star of American Pie got in trouble for sending what they said was a tasteless tweet. So basically the guy who was masturbating with an apple pie in a movie is being accused of bad taste now.
You know,
it's pretty insane. Like, everybody, it's like you say, why did the chicken cross the road as a joke? joke, and you gotta apologize to every chicken.
Right, because now that chicken was raised on hormones and probably has some sort of internal problems, right?
Yes. You have to apologize for everything now. And in fact, I have an article in Playboy magazine this month called The Apology Epidemic. And it has. It's like everyone, you can't say or do anything without apologizing afterwards.
I didn't realize. So you're the centerfold in the next Playboy, is that?
Yes. you don't see anything. My thumb is in the way.
You're holding a copy of the magazine, and it goes back to that masturbation thing.
Yes. And I have a podcast on now called Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. You could listen to it on GilbertGottfried.com and subscribe to it on iTunes or SideshowNetwork.com.
For sure.
.TV.
Right.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Just do a search. After you're done Google searching your porn, look up Gilbert Gottfried. You might also find some... Well, anyway. Another question that was sent in. Would you recommend people getting into comedy as a career or as a hobby? What advice would you give someone?
It's so weird. I mean, it's like when you start out, like when I started out in this business, you start out as a complete idiot. So I was a complete idiot, and I didn't think that the chances of even eking out a tiny living are one in a billion. So it's so hard now to give advice because, my stupidity level was much higher years ago. Now I see, like, reality of things.
Mm-hmm.
And but the only advice I can give on comedy is, you know, go up, do it, and keep doing it.
All right, so we're going to be watching Last Comic Standing, some great roasting material. It's on NBC, right? Check your local listings.
Tonight on NBC.
All right, so Last Comic Standing, NBC, check your local listings. Gilbert Gottfried, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, and my podcast is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
All right, we'll be checking that out. Thanks, Gilbert.
Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.